Dirty white puffs rise from the Queen Mary 2 at the Brooklyn Cruise Ship Terminal, and just up the street, Adam Armstrong holds his breath.
You can smell the diesel smell in the air sometimes. The fact is with this stuff is the particulates that are harmful aren't even visible.
State Senator Daniel Squadron says it's a matter of modernization, allowing the floating cities to plug in at the dock.
With shore power, these ships could plug into the grid, and they wouldn't have to run their diesel engines when they were in port.
Squadron says the money's in place to supply the power, but the cruise line and government agencies are at odds over who will pay the $1 million a year operational cost. Al Jones, 1010 Winds at the Brooklyn Cruise Ship Terminal in Red Hook.